morning to you all. I've decided to resign from the Parliament following 14 years of public service. I've not taken this decision lightly, but I feel now is the right time for me to step down. Over the past month, I have felt the allegations directed at me have been a distraction to the government and have put undue pressure on my family and friends. I strongly refute those allegations and do not want to tie up the government's and my time continuing to do so. I want to ensure the national-led government can progress its agenda without unnecessary distraction. It has been a privilege to be the MP for Botany, and I thank my constituents for their support and patience. Botany is the best electorate in the country. They deserve an MP who's able to fully focus on their needs. The past 14 years have passed without me having time to stop and reflect. But the past 3 weeks have given me the opportunity to do so, and it will forever weigh on my conscience that my continuing political pursuit has placed huge demands and constraints on my husband. I've decided this will no longer be the case. It is also time for me to turn a new page in my life's journey to focus on personal and family priorities. My resignation is effective from 17th January 2011, but I will not receive any salary and personal entitlement from 20th December to the effective day. I have timed my resignation to ensure that my election will not impact the holiday break of the Botany constituents, and I have also taken into account the work agenda of the national-led government. I'm looking forward to spending more time with my husband, Sammy, and my extended family, who have been a great support to me during my career in Parliament. I hope to deliver my valedictory speech, which, subject to the leave of the House, will be this afternoon.
Pandy Wong, are you expecting Labor to put further allegations that your husband performed business while using the parliamentary clerk?
I don't know, but I have refuted strongly the so-called allegations so far and whatever they're going to put up.
So you don't accept that you've done anything wrong? You don't accept that you or your husband have done anything wrong apart from that one trip and the inquiry?
I have apologised, paid back the $206 each. I accept the finding. The enforced period of 3 weeks have been the first time in 14 years I have time to reflect on my future, and I've decided that my family have paid a huge price because of my all-consuming political pursuit, and the national government should be distracted.
But you're not resigning because you accept or that you admit any wrongdoing on your parliamentary spending or expenses?
I'm resigning because of the distraction that is led to my government continue to focus on important issues. I'm resigning because I believe that my political pursuit has at the expense of my family, and I can no longer expect them to continue to support me through a very all-consuming political pursuit. And I also think that 14 years of public service, and I've been a privilege to be the MP for Botany, it is time for me
not
to
because
turn.
But why not,
not
leave,
because you
why not leave the
resignation
until the next election? That would have been the logical time, wouldn't it, to step down?
I have thought about that. but I believe that Botany, the best elected in the country, deserve an MP who can be devoted 100% onto their issue. And the fact now that I've time to reflect, and I believe that they deserve an MP who can give them much longer commitment.
Does the timing of your resignation relate to the Auditor General considering an investigation which you may announce today?
Oh, I think the Auditor General would always make their own independent decision. I'm not aware that they are going to make any announcement.
What about the taxpayer of New Zealand, Pansy Wong? Do they deserve to have to fork out for a by-election just because you want to leave Parliament?
I think the taxpayers of New Zealand also deserve to have a member of Parliament who stay in the Parliament when they can focus 100% on the issues on him.
Why would resignation be seen as an admission of guilt? I mean, people who have done no wrong don't usually quit.
The January 17th effective date is to take into account of the Christmas and New Year break, and I do not want to impact on my constituents' holiday period, and also take into account of the government task.
What's the Botany by-election said to you? When the McPhail report came out, you said you wanted to go back and take soundings from within your electorate. Have they said there's no chance of you being re-selected?
My electorate's response has been supportive, and there's some obviously criticism, but on balance I just believe that my electorate deserve an MP who can give them their 100% focus and a very long term commitment, and I'm not in a position to do that.
Won't it be seen as an admission of guilt? I mean, people have done no wrong don't normally quit.
I have made the mistake. The inquiry has found it. I apologise, but this decision is not taken lightly. It is the first time in my 14 years political career that I have time to stop and do the stop.
And do you stop saying, hand on heart, that your husband did no work apart from the one taxpayer trust? That he worked only once on private business?
I strongly refute all the allegations that have been out there.
Have you been asked to resign by the party or members of the party or the Prime Minister? Is this a decision you've made alone?
It is a decision that I make alone with my family.
When do you think the by-election will be?
That will be up to the party.
Were you concerned that other information may come out about your husband and business that may have been done on those trips?
I think, no, that has not been part of my consideration. My consideration for the last 14 years is I gave 100% to my political pursuit. When that is no longer can be the case, then I can fulfil my political pursuit. At the same time, it weighed on my conscience what I'm asking my family to bear with.
So the information that the Labour Party said they were going to drop in question time today, it's not forced your hand in any way at all?
I have no idea what information they're going to drop, but I refute any allegation.
Do you feel saddened? Is this a sad day
here? Ironically, it's quite a relief to a certain extent because I have made a decision taking into account all aspects of my government, which I feel passionate about. The Right Honourable Prime Minister John Key-led government have four important issues to focus on. They should not have any distraction because of me. I feel relieved because I have it weighed on my conscience during those 3 weeks how much I have asked of my family, and I believe that I'm also making the right decision for the electorate Botany that I feel very passionate about. They will have time to select the best candidate to to the designer.
And now, this is one for the whips. Is it definitely going to be a by-election, and has there been any discussion so far about a date?
Yes, there will be a by-election. No discussion about that.
Has the stress of this been affecting Sandy?
I'm sure that it's been affecting us, but it has not affected the both of us. We have experienced this past period, and then both did the stock take. So it's a joint decision, and I am looking forward to going home to Sandy.
All right, we'll leave there.
Okay. Thank you.